All right, you're listening to the Njuzu Marimba Band. They've been bringing traditional and modern Zimbabwean music to Juneau for many years, and they're here, as you just heard, they're here now in the studios with us. Em and Jesse are both here with us. They're sitting down, coming away from their magnificently large marimba instruments to come sit down and hang out with us just for a little bit and talk to us about what's going on. Thanks for being with us here today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
How are you, both of you?
Us.
Yeah.
Good.
Good to see you both, and thanks for – I got to listen to you guys start practicing a little. It's really – well, it's so amazing, these marimba instruments, which are just wood, right?
Mm, yes.
I'm looking at them. They're just blocks of wood. They're beautiful. And they generate so much sound. It's quite incredible. So tell me, first of all, just a little bit about the marimba instrument itself, its origins and that sort of thing.
Yeah. They're Southern African instruments. They're made out of a special African wood, padauk wood.
Padauk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were brought to the U.S.
And that's they're Zimbabwean in nature, and then I guess just traditional. Maybe it's not even known how long they've been in existence.
Not exactly.
Yeah, right.
They started with an instrument called mbiras, and they're kind of like a square block of wood with metal keys, kind of like a kalimba, and it eventually turned into these key instruments, wooden key ones that came marimbas.
Right.
And, yeah.
Modern day version is sort of the xylophone. Would that be correct, or is that not really the derivation?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the Western equivalent.
Yeah.
Is the xylophone.
Right, right. So tell me a little bit about how you got interested in playing marimbas. Have you done it for a long time, or did you just happen upon it? Were you a musician before you started playing this?
Yeah, so I started playing when I was 11 years old, so I've been playing for well over half of my life now, and I grew up in Colorado, and there's a school there that teaches marimba, and I started as sort of like an after-school program and like a summer camp, and just kind of studied sort of obsessively throughout all of middle school and high school, and just have been very, very into it and try to travel around and play and learn as much as I can.
That's great. Do you play other instruments as well, or is the marimba your thing?
Well, I grew up trying to play piano. My parents tried to get me to play piano, and I never got into it. I hated reading music. But luckily for this style of marimba, you don't have to read music. So you learn it all by ear, and you memorize it, and you play it with the group, and different instruments give the calls and signals and everything. So you don't have to read music. So I was very drawn to that, and it's a very rhythmical instrument, and I also love that part of it as well. So I kind of got rid of piano as quickly as I could. It just wasn't for me, even though it's an amazing instrument too. But yeah, I just was drawn to marimba immediately.
Marimba, as we were sort of touching on there, comes from a completely different musical heritage and musical culture. Is the music represented in the same way? Is marimba music written in the way that we would think of looking at sheet music, piano music? Or is it written at all? Or tell me about that part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like think of like stories passed down through generations, like they're not necessarily written down. So marimba music kind of became that way. People would teach you songs and it would kind of go through generations and they'd kind of morph. There's definitely
almost
some,
like an oral history, almost
yeah,
like just
exactly.
passed on traditions of it, you said think of it as a language. Is marimba considered in some ways like a language or like a storytelling device? Is every song have a story associated with it, or can some have that associated with it?
Yeah, I mean, not everyone. There's definitely like modern songs. We're going to be playing one that was written by a person that lives in the U.S. But there's definitely some really traditional songs, and they have a lot of meaning to people in that culture.
Yeah, it's really fascinating because you not only are getting into the beauty of the sound, but you're also really kind of almost by osmosis beginning to understand a culture, a different culture, just a little bit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really cool. Well, you mentioned that you're going to play a song, so let's hear it. Tell me about the song you're going to play.
Yeah, so the first one we're going to play is called Moyo Wangu, and it means my heart, and it was written actually by the person Jesse grew up learning from.
Oh, really?
Randy
McIntosh. In Colorado?
Yep. Oh. His name is Randy McIntosh, and he wrote this song basically as a tribute to his wife right before he proposed to her.
Oh, well.
So it's a love song.
All right. Very good. Better be. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right. That sounds great. Okay. Well, they're going to go over to these instruments, which are beautiful dark wood keys and built on a lighter wood. And you're using the kind of harder mallets, is that right, or are these the softer ones?
Softer.
These are the softer mallets. Okay, very cool. We'll listen in for that. Okay, here they are. Here's a little bit of what you'll be hearing from the Njuzu Marimba Band. So cool to see. I mean, that's the one thing that's so awesome about marimba is it's so visual to watch. You know, it's such an it's dance. It feels like it's dance, even though you're probably not consciously dancing, right? You're just moving to play the instrument, right?
It's very dancey music, absolutely.
Well, really cool. Well, Em, it's sort of a special concert, right? Because it's kind of your going away concert, right?
Yeah,
you're heading off to where are you heading to?
I'm going to college this fall in New Mexico, Albuquerque, UNM.
Okay. Oh, all right. Very good. That's the wild
the Lobos.
The Lobos. Yeah. The Lobos. Yes. The Wild Lobos. That's what I meant. No, the Lobos. That's right. Well, that's cool. How'd you decide on that university?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of things. I just, honestly, part of it was that there is music down there, and really didn't want to be that far away from the marimba community if I could help it. But yeah, I'm excited.
I can see why. You're incredibly skilled at such a young age.
Thank you.
It's really cool. And, you know, marimbas, it's such a, speaking of that, it just, and you were sort of saying this a little bit about when you were learning marimba, children just sort of take to it, right? It just seems to be one of those instruments that's unintimidating in some way. What is it about it that you think, I'll turn to you maybe as someone who teaches it, and what is it that you think is about this instrument that hits a chord with children?
Well, it's a very accessible instrument to lots of people. Like, I always, you know, try to encourage anybody who doesn't have any experience with music to try it. As we were saying, you know, you don't have to read music to play it or to learn it. So it's very accessible right off the bat. You know, you can learn very simple parts and very simple songs. So it's less intimidating, and it's just a very fun instrument to play. So I think kids get really excited. Obviously, you guys can't see it, but, you know, the instruments are, you know, very enticing. Everybody always wants to try them. And then there's, if you come later tonight, you'll see the big instruments, the bass and baritone. And the kids always want to get up on those instruments. They're giant.
And they make wild, bassy, amazing noises, right?
Yep. They're very fun to play. So it's a, yeah, it's just a very accessible instrument. It's,
It seems like you can make a note on it.
Yeah.
I mean, if
all you have to do is hit a key.
Right. You hit a key and you've made a
nice
perfect
sound.
Note. Right.
Exactly.
Oh, I made a perfect note on a Roomba.
Yeah. Shorter learning curve than, like, say, violin or, you know, much more challenging instruments.
Yeah. Em, you were saying you wanted to make sure you weren't away from a marimba community. Are a lot of communities marimba communities, or is it just like pockets are known? It's interesting to me that there seems like there's this really strong marimba thing happening in Juneau and has happened for so many years. And I wonder, is that just because it's happening everywhere, or are we a unique pocket?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly kind of interesting. Like, when they were brought to the U.S., it was kind of like, I think they were brought pretty much like the Pacific Northwest. But it's pretty similar to how it is in Juneau. Like, there's like a kind of condensed community there, and there's kind of pockets. There's not too many. I'd say there's some in New Mexico and along the coast, the west, but
I guess also in Colorado,
you experienced that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not too much on the East Coast, like a couple little areas where there's maybe a band, but but yeah, as Em was saying, you know, it started in the Northwest, so there's a lot of little communities in the Northwest, Washington and Oregon, and like Northern California.
Was there someone or a group that brought it over, or do you know the history of that?
This guy named Dumi. He's Zimbabwean, and he brought the instruments up in, like, the 70s?
Uh-huh.
60s.
70s? Yeah.
And I think it just kind of grew popularity.
And he happened to go to Seattle or Portland or someplace in the Pacific Northwest, and that's where it kind of took hold?
Yeah.
Wow, what a cool story.
Mm-hmm.
I know Betsy, of course, is someone who's been a huge proponent of it and, you know, been doing it and has Studio A over there and has the ability to have large groups of people and these massive instruments come in. What is a marimba? How do you go about getting a marimba? Do you have a personal marimba?
Yes. So we have a couple. We don't have a whole set, but you know, you need about 7 instruments to make up an entire set. So my partner and I think we have maybe 3 of them. We're working on getting a baritone, which is very exciting. But you know, there's a couple builders around the U.S. It's a very particular style of marimba, and you know, very niche, so only a few builders, and so they're not the easiest to get. But these ones up here that we play are actually built in New Mexico. So I actually live in New Mexico the rest of the year, so I'm very excited.
Oh, very
I'm
cool.
kind of stealing them away from Juneau.
That's all right. Yeah, you know, it happens. You gotta grow.
But yeah, the person who built our instruments is from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, okay, cool.
He builds really beautiful instruments.
Tell me a little bit about, you were just saying, like, that's something I had no idea, that really to create the full set. Give me the language that I don't have of what I'm trying to explain there.
Yeah, I mean, like a marimba band.
Right.
It would normally consist of like 2 sopranos and then a lead soprano. And then you have 2 more tenors usually. Sometimes some bands have like altos. But a tenor is just going to share the lower octave with the soprano and then add on another lower octave. So it's a little bit lower. And then the baritone is another octave lower than that. And then the bass is a lot lower. Keys are a lot bigger, so it has a lot less notes.
What are these 2 that we're looking at? Is one a soprano and one an alto, or one a soprano, one a tenor?
Yeah, this one's actually my personal soprano. It has a couple extra notes on the top.
Oh, it's tricked out. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. and then you were saying there's a soprano higher than that, too, for really – is that right?
Well, this will be like the highest one.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, very cool. So that's how you get that full. It feels like there's harmonics and there's all those kind of. It's almost like a pulsing that happens when you're listening to the marimba. You know, there's this huge fill-in.
Yeah, it's polyrhythmic music, has lots of rhythms going on.
Right,
Percussion instrument for sure.
Right, right. Well, I know you got one other that you could play for us. I know that this is sort of the ones that you're playing are sort of ones that work well with just the 2 instruments, probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the next one you're going to play?
The next one is called Bukatiende.
Okay.
And it's a more traditional song versus Moyowanga's more Western one. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before you get up on the instruments, tell me a little bit more details about how people can hear the concert tonight.
Yeah, tonight the concert will be at the SHI new little plaza at the campus.
Yeah.
Right next to the Walter Soboloff building.
Cool. I was going to say, I think you're going to have good weather for it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah,
right. Is that something you have to be concerned with? Humidity, wet,
yeah.
All that? I would think. It's a wood instrument. So
yeah.
They're very hard to tune. You have to literally carve away at the wood to tune it. So
really?
It's kind of a pain.
Wow. That's amazing. Or just put a little plastic wood on it if you got to. No, once you carve it away.
Just fully carve it,
That's interesting. So once you carve it away, I mean, it's gone. Do you have to replace the – do the keys get replaced? Is that what can happen?
Eventually, they might need to – you know, if you want to carve it – or if you need to go higher or lower, you either carve it in the middle or the edge of the key. But it does happen occasionally that keys just get so far gone that you just have to replace them.
When you say carve it, do you mean, like, do you take some sandpaper or is that what you do?
You sand it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's fascinating.
Little by little.
Think if you had to do that to a guitar every time you were tuning it. It would not be cool.
Luckily, they stay in tune a little bit longer than a guitar.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Well, so playing at the new Sea Alaska Heritage Institute Plaza, that beautiful new plaza right downtown there. And when does it start?
6:30.
Okay, 6:30. And about an hour-long concert kind of thing? Or do you guys know how long you got it planned for? Or?
Yeah, I think we have at least an hour and a half of music.
Cool.
Might run a little bit longer than that, but...
And playing in an outdoor space with this music must be really neat. I mean, it seems like it's an instrument built for that, right? It's sort of built to be played in the outdoors.
I think so. Totally. It kind of calls people in, honestly, how loud it is.
Yeah, right. Okay, great. Well, without further ado, let's hear this next tune you guys are going to do. All right, it's the Njuzu Marimba Band, two members of it here. Jesse and M. And M, thanks so much. Good luck at college. It's going to be it's a great news, great next step. You're going to love it. College is a blast. You'll have a good time. All right. Thank you. Is it going to come back up, or is that it? Well, thank you so much to both of you. That's M. Eason and Jesse Larson, part of the Njuzu Marimba Band. They're playing tonight, 6:30, is that right? Or 6:30, right? 6:30 at the Sea Alaska Heritage Arts Campus downtown. And make sure you go head over there. No rain. We're going to hold the rain off. We're going to hold the rain off for that. It's just going to happen. Thanks to both of you so much. Great talking to you, and have a great concert and great luck at school.
Thank
you. To
you. Thank
okay.
You so much.
Well, coming up next, we're going to hear the power of running and how it can help set young people on a good path.